Hello, Misty Mejia here, CEO of Theater of Public Speaking with this week's newsletter. If you saw last week's newsletter and thought, wow, Misty has been traveling a bunch. Well, yes, I have. Not only did I visit the beautiful country of Portugal amidst the conferences I told you about, but I also had more travel plans to follow once I got back. About a month ago, I was scheduling to attend the AICPA Global Women's Leadership Summit in Florida. I loved my topic, Unmuting Your Leadership Voice, as it is something I am very passionate about, as you know. Less than 9 hours before I was supposed to leave, my best friend reached out to me because she hadn't heard from her dad in multiple days. And it was her brother's birthday. Her dad never misses a birthday. So this was really unusual. Later that night, unfortunately, we discovered her father had passed away in his kitchen. I sat in utter disbelief as he had just been at her birthday a few weeks before. And I was sitting there, torn between duty and friendship. I finished packing my laptop. I'm not sure what else I put into my bags while in the days of grief and loss. My flight was early and I needed to leave at 3 a.m. the next morning. But I could tell my best friend was in a spiral, unable to function. I made one of my toughest conference decisions I'd ever had to make. I had to step away from attending and help my best friend. To the credit of the AICPA team, they were supportive, kind, and without hesitation took care of canceling my flight and my accommodations. But I was sick to my stomach as a people pleaser. And for those of you who are also people pleasers out there, I know you know the struggle is real. I appreciated their response, though, more than they could possibly understand. As much as I love being there for my audience, I had to stay by my friend's side and help her through this difficult time, and also for my own mental health in honoring this lovely man. These types of mental health decisions are not always prioritized in our world as speakers. We often say yes to every opportunity, even if the stress of taking on one more speech is then unconsciously felt by everyone around us. I'm glad I made the choice to step down. My ego wasn't that happy with me. But that's okay. I would have been distracted, heartbroken, and trying to smile on stage and just push through it. And sometimes, even though we are in the pursuit of helping others, we truly just need to stop and help ourselves first. While I missed the AICPA Women's Global Leadership Summit, I did attend, a month later, my final conference in the year. And of course, it was one of my favorites because QuickBooks Connect, or QBC, always feels like coming home. Three things that made this year's QBC the perfect way to end my conference year. One, we had 20 Theater of Public Speaking alumni presenting at this event. Woo woo! 2, I got to physically hug so many humans I haven't seen in person in over 3 years. And 3, we had the pleasure of teaching a session, and the joy in the room was felt by 2 rooms over. Apparently, we were laughing so hard that they could hear us all down the hall. Watching those that I get to work with shine on stage is honestly one of my reasons for living. Hugging those I love fuels me beyond measure. And hearing a room of collective laughter is a unifying moment where everyone is experiencing at the same time joy rising. Click here to check out a lovely recap video of the conference. But these are the things that I live for. As we step in the holidays, my wish for you is you uncover what you need to say yes to and what you should step away from. I wish for you to find the joy-filled moments that make you belly laugh and connect with those you love. I hope you can trim that to-do list while preparing the trimmings for your favorite holiday meal. I appreciate you allowing me into your inbox this year, and I look forward to the magic we all create together in 2023. And as always, don't forget to unmute yourself.